I'm Patrick Madrid, publisher of Envoy Magazine. Welcome to Search and Rescue, the program that will teach you how to bring your family and friends into or back into the Catholic Church. Saint Jose Maria Escrivá once wrote,
"May your behavior and your conversation be such that everyone who sees or hears you can say, 'This man reads the life of Jesus Christ.'"
God's grace and your authentic Christian example can do more to win souls for Christ than all the biblical or historical evidence in the world. So your search and rescue mission must be suffused with prayer, good example, and friendship. Which means that the more you rely on prayer, good example, and friendship, the more effective you will be. The more you pray, in particular for those persons that you want to draw home to the church, the more efficacious your prayers will be. You see, it's the cause and effect technique here. The more you do it, the better you will become at doing it. The more you work at cultivating virtue and setting an unostentatious, joyful, authentic example of Christianity in your own life, the more people will be drawn to ask, what is the secret of your happiness? So remember, Jesus said in Matthew 5, verses 13 through 16, "Let your light shine before men." One of the great early church fathers, Saint Ephrem the Syrian, once wrote, "Do nothing at all unless you begin with prayer." The reason he said that is because without prayer, even your best search and rescue efforts will fail. With prayer, however, God's grace will supercharge your own efforts. Caution, though. This doesn't mean you can be lax in your efforts and just assume that God will make up for your laziness. Saint Ignatius of Loyola said, "Work as if everything depends on you, and pray as if everything depends on God." Those words are so true. If you pray with faith, you can accomplish seemingly impossible tasks. As Christ said,
"For truly I say to you, if you have faith as small as a grain of mustard seed, you will say to this mountain, 'Move hence to yonder place,' and it will move, and nothing will be impossible to you." Jesus, Matthew 17, 20 through 21.
And think about Saint Monica, the mother of the great Saint Augustine. She knew well the power of prayer. She knew it firsthand. Think about what happened with her son. As a young man, she had seen him fall away from the Catholic faith. Now remember that she raised him strong in the Catholic faith, just as many of you parents who are watching me or listening to me right now have raised your children strong in the Catholic faith. She taught Augustine from an early age what it meant to be a good Catholic. But when he got to be a young man, he fell away from the faith, and he began to live a life of debauchery and promiscuity. He fathered at least one child out of wedlock. He lived illicitly with one of his girlfriends, and he even got caught up in an odd religious group for several years. Does this sound familiar to you? Many of you parents know exactly what I'm talking about, because many young Catholics out there are following the same path of sin and dissipation that St. Augustine traveled when he was young. The parents of today's children who are on that path are heartsick to see their own children abandoning the faith, and they want to know how to bring them home. I suspect many of you listening or watching right now are asking yourselves the same question. How can I help my son or my daughter come back to the church?
If you would like to write to us at EWTN, we would love to hear from you. Our address is EWTN, 5817 Old Leeds Road, Irondale, Alabama, 35210. Or check out our website at www.ewtn.com.
Thank you. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord. He was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and life everlasting. Amen.
It's fun.
It's free.
It's Wings, EWTN's weekly e-newsletter delivered to your inbox free each week. Read about upcoming special programming.
And learn what's new at EWTN, radio, TV, and Internet.
Just send an email to radio@EWTN.com.
Be sure to put Wings in the subject line.
Wings, a free service from your friends at the Global Catholic Network, EWTN.
Let's return to Search and Rescue with Patrick Madrid on the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network.
Whether you're on a search and rescue mission for your son or daughter who has left the church, or maybe a family member, a coworker, or even someone that you've only just recently met, start and finish your efforts to bring them home with prayer. Also, keep in mind that you probably won't see any apparent immediate change in the person for whom you're praying. In the mystery of his providence, God will give him or her the graces to respond, but whether he or she accepts them is a secret known only to that person and God. So be patient and be persistent in your prayers. Christ used a parable to teach us always to pray and not to lose heart. Listen to these words from our Lord, which are taken from Luke chapter 18, verses 1 through 8.
In a certain city there was a judge who neither feared God nor regarded man. And there was a widow in that city who kept coming to him and saying, "Vindicate me against my adversary." For a while he refused, but afterward he said to himself, "Though I neither fear God nor regard man, yet because this widow bothers me, I will vindicate her, or she will wear me out by her continual coming." And the Lord said, "Hear what the unrighteous judge says, and will not God vindicate his elect who cry to him day and night? Will he delay long over them? I tell you, he will vindicate them speedily." Luke 18, 1 through 8.
Your adversary in your search and rescue mission isn't the person you seek to rescue. Rather, it's the blindness, the indifference, the hostility, the bad information, the ignorance, the sin, or any of a number of other impediments that are blocking his path to come home. Those are the adversaries you can vanquish through this prayer. In this way, the phrase search and rescue takes on a deeper, richer meaning. You're called to rescue your friends and family from imprisonment in sin or in confusion, or darkness, or in all three. If you doubt the importance and the power of prayer in the face of seemingly insurmountable resistance, recall the story of Joshua and the Ark of the Covenant. Joshua and the Israelites were to confront in battle the inhabitants of the fortified city of Jericho. The Israelites were badly outnumbered, and the defenders of Jericho were protected by high, stout walls that ringed the entire city. So for 6 days, the Israelites marched silently around the city walls, praying and bearing in front of them the Ark of the Covenant. You can imagine how puzzled their enemies were at that odd sight. But on the seventh day, the Israelites blew their horns in unison, and the walls of that city miraculously crumbled. Now you may know somebody who seems absolutely unwilling to listen to your message. His fortress of disinterest or hostility toward the Catholic Church may seem like Jericho, insurmountable. Reaching him may seem impossible to you. And if that's the case, do what Joshua and the Israelites did. Pray.
Next time you visit EWTN.com, be sure to check out the religious catalog section. You'll find a wide variety of Catholic products. From Bibles to rosaries, there's something for everyone. And you can order online. It's easy, safe, and secure. Shop the religious catalog 24 hours a day at EWTN.com.
Lord Jesus Christ, Son of the Father, send now your Spirit over the earth. Let the Holy Spirit live in the hearts of all nations, that they may be preserved from degeneration, disaster, and war. May the Lady of all nations, who once was Mary, be our advocate. Amen.
EWTN is proud to announce the release of Mother Angelica and the Poor Clare Nuns' new CD, The Vino Niño Jesús. Recorded in the presence of the Most Blessed Sacrament and dedicated to the Divine Child Jesus, hymns include the Panis Angelicus, Anima Christi, The King of Love, and many more. Plus, this CD also includes two bonus tracks. To order your copy, call the EWTN Religious Catalog at 1-800-854-6316 or log on to www.ewtn.com/catalog.
Let's return to Search and Rescue with Patrick Madrid on the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network.
Set a good example, St. Francis of Assisi said, when he said, evangelize at all times, and when necessary, use words. This holy man and great apostle of evangelization was not being glib. See, you and I have to take seriously his advice if we want to be effective in our search and rescue missions. If we ignore his advice, thinking that our words and our arguments alone are more important than our personal example or prayer, we risk being ineffectual, useless, a clanging gong, as St. Paul describes it, and as he warns about in 1 Corinthians chapter 13. Don't underestimate the power and the influence of your good example and how it can exert itself upon others. Take, for example, Mother Teresa and her silent good example that evangelized many people throughout the world, bringing many of them closer to Christ and the Church. Her life of prayer and her love for others was immensely attractive and very inspiring. And you can inspire others with your own good example. You will influence and attract others to the faith if you keep your eyes focused on Christ, who of course is the ultimate good. Read Hebrews chapter 12, verses 1 through 2, and you'll see that a life of goodness, honesty, joy, and fidelity with our eyes fixed on Christ is what's important. Jesus said,
"You are the light of the world. A city set on a hill cannot be hid. Nor do men light a lamp and put it under a bushel, but on a stand, and it gives light to all in the house. Let your light so shine before men, so that they may see your good works and give glory to your Father who is in heaven." Matthew 5:14-16.
Which means, of course, that we have to set a good example, and by so doing, the light of Christ will radiate from us, drawing others to Christ. You have Christ's word on it. Be a true friend. Don't underestimate the power of friendship in your search and rescue mission. You may have made this mistake of entering into discussions about religion with an adversarial attitude, as if you were in a wrestling match or a boxing match. Now, nobody wants to be wrestled into the ground and having to say uncle in a discussion about truth, because all of us want to come to see the truth on our own, not to be dragged there kicking and screaming. But some people put up obstacles to the truth. And by being a sincere friend to them, you can help win them for Christ. You can help overcome those obstacles, which means that it's much easier for you to share the truth with your friend or your loved one, your son or your daughter. Think about it. You already have a level of trust and credibility with your friend or a family member, and you and that person enjoy each other's company and you have things in common. And all these things can be put to the service of drawing that person closer to Christ and His Church. Because your friend knows and trusts you, you're in a position to be able to ask probing, though gentle, questions about his spiritual state. You can offer advice. You can even give the evidence that shows that the Catholic Church is the Church established by Jesus Christ. Show through your actions and the way you speak, calmly, patiently, and with joy and humor, that you're interested in your friend as a person, not as a potential conquest. That means that you should talk candidly about why you are Catholic and why he should be too. Don't forget that as a friend, your first duty before God is not simply to enjoy time with your friend, as good as that is. However, the deeper meaning and purpose of true friendship is for friends to do what they can to support and help each other get to heaven. A good friend can exert a strong positive influence through good example and heart-to-heart advice. As Scripture says in Sirach, chapter 6, verses 14 through 17, a faithful friend is a sturdy shelter. He that has found one has found a treasure. There is nothing so precious as a faithful friend, and no scales can measure his excellence. A faithful friend is an elixir of life, and those who fear the Lord will find him. Whoever fears the Lord directs his friendship aright, for as he is, so is his neighbor also. Beautiful words, and helps us remember that friendship can include tending to your friend's physical needs as well as to his spiritual needs. If we want to fulfill what Scripture says there, we have to do the very best we can to help our friend come to the truth. And for many centuries, tending to other people's needs, especially through hospitals, clinics, orphanages, food banks, etc., that's been the way that many Catholics have begun the process of evangelization. Now, St. James speaks about the necessity of tending to other people's needs in various search and rescue missions. He says,
"What does it profit, my brethren, if a man says he has faith but has not works? Can his faith save him? If a brother or sister is ill-clad and in lack of daily food, and one of you says to them, 'Go in peace, be warmed and filled,' without giving them the things needed for the body, what does it profit? So faith by itself, if it has no works, is dead."
That's in James chapter 2, verses 14 through 17. And it helps us remember that one reason that Catholic missionaries have been so successful in converting people in different places around the world is that they have consistently offered authentic friendship and a sincere concern for the well-being of those people whom they serve. Showing genuine concern and giving tangible assistance whenever it's appropriate for other people can likewise be an effective tool in your own search and rescue mission. We have to let our Christian lives speak for themselves, which means that prayer, good example, and friendship have more power to move the human heart to conversion than all the evidence you or I might be able to offer. Remember that only God can change the heart, so rely on Him through prayer. But don't let it stop there. Let your loved ones and your friends see for themselves the benefits that come from living according to the Catholic faith. Benefits that you are willing to share with them in friendship. Now, let's look at a few of these. A simple inventory would be the joy that comes from peace of mind, from living a good life, simplicity, sincerity, and honesty. And when your friends see that you are honest and generous and happy and sincere, they will want to be like you and to be around you. I mean, after all, who wants to hang around with angry, miserable, wretched people? No. So they will gravitate to you, and they will become the people in your life who want to be like you, and eventually they too will seek to be honest, generous, happy, and sincere. As I said, we all try to avoid greedy and angry liars. Nobody wants to hang around with them. That's just human nature. So knowing this, heed Christ's words in the gospel where he says, "Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works, as well as your good dispositions," I might add, "and give glory to your Father who is in heaven." You see, your good example as a friend will radiate the light of Christ to those around you, drawing them to want to imitate you, and this is a very important proviso, as long as you are sincere and not snooty. And we all know what it is to be around someone who's snooty, especially when it comes to religion. Don't be like that. Some people secretly desire to be like you and to have the supernatural gifts that you seem to enjoy. You want to help those people come closer to Christ. The gifts that you enjoy may be joy and peace and an untroubled conscience. Those are very attractive to people. But they may never let you in on the secret that they feel this way. That's okay, though. don't worry for a minute about the fact that they may be secretly drawn to these things, though they would never tell you that. Rather, focus instead on making an effort to reach others with Christ's love through your own example. God will take care of what happens after that. Ask yourself now, am I patient and persistent in my prayers when I don't see any results? Am I careful to show good example? Do I practice what I preach? Do I show the joy that my faith brings me so that others will be drawn to a Christian life? When I approach others about the faith, do I approach them as a friend and show them that I'm concerned for their well-being? Now for our Search and Rescue Action Agenda. Pray the rosary every day for 1 month for the conversion of a particular friend or family member. Make a holy hour in front of the Blessed Sacrament once a week and beg Christ to touch that person's heart with graces. Remember that a holy hour is time spent in prayer in front of the Blessed Sacrament in response to Christ's invitation to his apostles to watch 1 hour with him. Today, Christ calls you to keep him company by spending an occasional hour of prayer in his Eucharistic presence. Fast from one meal a week as an act of suffering in union with Christ and on behalf of this person. As you fast, meditate on St. Paul's joyful words of prayerful encouragement. Now I rejoice in my sufferings for your sake, and in my flesh I complete what is lacking in Christ's afflictions for the sake of his body, that is, the Church. Another thing you can do, set your watch alarm to beep at noon or some other time as a reminder to whisper a short prayer for the one you're hoping to convert. And always remember St. Paul's exhortation. First of all, then, I urge that supplications, prayers, intercessions, and thanksgivings be made for all men. This is good, and it is acceptable in the sight of God our Savior, who desires all men to be saved and to come to a knowledge of the truth. Christ invites all of us to unite our sufferings with his. He said, "If any man would come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me." Another thing, fasting is a form of self-denial that will enable you to accept Christ's invitation. Fasting and prayer can have powerful results. And now, end your meditations and resolutions with the following prayer.
Grant, O Lord, that none may love thee less this day because of me, that never a word or act of mine may turn one soul from thee, and ever daring, yet one more grace would I implore, that many souls this day, because of me, may love thee more. Amen.
Thank you for joining me once again on another episode of Search and Rescue. I'm Patrick Madrid, wishing you all the best in Christ.